This message comes from NPR sponsor Planet Oat. No deep thinking here. Planet Oat oat milk is rich, creamy, and an excellent source of calcium with vitamins A and D. Also, Planet Oat's unsweetened varieties have 0 grams of sugar. Visit planetoat.com for more.
You're listening to Shortwave from NPR. Well, hello, producer Burley McCoy.
Hi, hostie Emily Kwong.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year indeed. Now, we wouldn't usually have an episode today, right, in observance of the holiday yesterday, but I wanted to do something fun.
I'm here for it. You invited me to this party, so what's going on?
I want to revive a tradition that you and former host Maddie Sofia unknowingly set into motion.
What?
The Science Mad Lib.
Okay, tradition. You mean that one time we did a Mad Lib?
Yes.
And apparently you really liked it.
It has become tradition now. I've spoken.
Done.
Okay, so you know the drill, Emily. I'll ask you to fill in the blank for a list of rando categories and then fit them into this story that I wrote yesterday and then read it to our listeners.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Give me an adjective.
Oh my gosh, Burley, you know what I want to say? Burley.
Really? Like Burley?
Yeah.
I love it.
Like Burley, like B-U-R-L-Y. Doesn't that mean like strong?
It does. It does.
Yeah. Burley.
Okay. A number?
5.
All right. A thing.
Oh, like I want to say thing itself because I watched Wednesday, but I'm going to say the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Okay. That's a good one. Pot of gold. Another adjective.
Ooh, tempestuous.
I don't know what that means.
It means like storm-like, like turbulent.
Can we do turbulent? I know what that means.
Turbulent, turbulent, turbulent.
Okay, noun.
Nose?
Mm-hmm. A handheld thing.
A potato masher.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a life-changing handheld thing. You know how many potatoes I've mashed with forks and then this potato masher comes into my life and suddenly everything's different?
Emily, you only have to mash one potato with a fork to know you need a potato masher.
What? Spent too many years.
I'm glad you're on this side. Which is hilarious because the second and next thing, I'll just skip around because I'm the boss, is a kitchen.
That's right.
A kitchen appliance.
Let's say a zester.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Gotta love a zester. All right, a year?
3012.
I'll allow it. A substance.
Pee.
Like urine? I'm thinking of like a green pee. Oh, okay. All right. Pee.
I said what I said. I won't take it back. But yeah, we can call it by its accurate name, urine.
Yeah, I like this. An element on the periodic table.
Oh, I love this one. For some reason, the rubidium came to mind. I don't know why.
Rubidium. Okay. Yep. Curveball. A gag gift.
Ooh. Oh my gosh. There's so many good ones. Gag gift is that little candy dispenser that's shaped like a reindeer, but the candy comes out of the reindeer's butt and it looks like poop. That one.
A poop Pez dispenser?
Yeah.
A candy poop?
Yeah. A reindeer droppings candy dispenser.
So glad you can't see my spelling or my handwriting. Okay. A heat source. A specific heat source.
Fire.
But like a specific.
Blowtorch.
Okay. A number again?
0.
Maybe a different number?
12. No. 50 million bajillion.
Oh, I like that better. A food item.
Chocolate covered cockroaches.
Don't knock it till you try it.
That's right.
A famous person.
I mean, Lizzo.
A shortwave team member. Actually, two. Name two of our team members.
Okay, Thomas Liu.
Producer T. Liu.
And Rebecca Ramirez.
Rebram?
Rebram. Bex.
Rebecca Ramirez. Okay, a thing that's plural.
Platypuses.
This one's kind of confusing. A weird hobbyist. So like...
Oh, a ham radio operator.
Ham?
Ham radio operator.
What's a ham radio?
Ham radio is a specific type. How about a quilter?
Quilter. Okay, an expletive. You can't say on the radio, Emily.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
You can beep it out.
You got to say a radio-friendly expletive. I should have added
that. Got it.
That.
All right. This is why producers are so important. How about dang nabbit?
Dang nabbit. And last but not least, a major world problem.
Let's go with good old-fashioned climate change.
Good old-fashioned climate change. There we go.
Here to stay, not going anywhere, only getting worse.
Not if we have something to do with it.
All right.
Ready for this? You ready?
What's the name of this Mad Lib?
My 2023 experiment. All right, here we go. Now that it's a burly new year. Good start. I'm finally going to try a science experiment I've been waiting to do for 5 years. Attempt to make a brand new pot of gold at the end of a rainbow.
Oh.
I know. Turbulent, right? I finally collected all of the essential equipment. A nose, a potato masher. I even found a vintage 3012 zester. The
wow.
Experiment... I know. I must have had a time machine for this. The experiment will be tough. I've got to mix urine and rubidium to form... reindeer dropping candy dispensers. Let it simmer over a blowtorch for 50 million bajillion minutes. And then somehow fuse it with chocolate covered cockroaches.
Oh, gross.
But if I pull it off, I will be a regular Lizzo.
The highest compliment known to people everywhere.
It really is. Yeah. But thank goodness I'll have help from producer T. Lou, Thomas Lou, our resident quilter. And producer Reb Ram, Rebecca Ramirez, are expert in platypuses.
What will we do without them?
I feel like we have a real chance. I can just imagine when the experiment works, I'll exclaim, dang nabbit. And voila, we'll have solved climate change. Hey, it's got a happy ending.
Burley, did we just like solve climate change?
Yeah.
And 2023 has only just begun?
Yep. Don't worry, world. We've got it covered. You can relax.
And you can tune into Shortwave every weekday this year. We will be here for you through the highs, through the lows, through the cockroaches. And we're looking forward to spending some time with you. I'm Emily Kwong.
I'm Burley McCoy. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you.
Laters.
Bye. Be a regular Lizzo.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from Easy Cater, committed to helping companies, from nonprofits to the Fortune 500, solve food for work. From ordering online for meetings and team lunches to managing food spend for your whole organization, Easy Cater can help you simplify your corporate catering needs. Over 100,000 restaurants nationwide, plus budgeting tools and payment by invoice. Learn more at easycater.com. Support for NPR and the following message come from BlackRock's podcast, The Bid. On the latest episode of The Bid, BlackRock's chairman and CEO, Larry Fink, discusses challenges facing investors such as retirement and others where the global capital markets figure into the solutions. Listen to the episode on The Bid and subscribe for market insights from BlackRock's thought leaders.
I'm Miles Parks. I cover voting and election security for NPR. Across the NPR network, we report rigorously on the forces seeking to disrupt democracy and provide communities with reliable information. It's Public Media Giving Days, the perfect time to stand with the facts by donating now at donate.npr.org. Thank you.